Menachos, Perek Yud Mishnah Ches. We discussed the fact that the same way the Korban Ha'omer is matter the Tvua L'Achila, till then there's an Issa Chodesh on whatever was over the last year, there's also, the Torah also calls it Kisavai Ola'aretz, U'Ktzartim is K'tzira V'Avesim Sa'omer. So the Torah sticks in the K'tzartim is K'tzira. A, we discussed the Halachas that that's part of the Avodah Sa'omer, and therefore it's Deicha Shabbos. B, Chazal also say that the Reishis that the Torah calls is also on the Ktzira, that there's actually an Isur Ktzira on the new Tvua before the Ktzira Sa'omer. However, this is qualified. The Mishnah tells us, Koitzim Beis HaShlochim Sheba'amokim, the Ktzira is mutter on fields that are Beis HaShlochim that need rain, Sheba'amokim that are in valleys, Avaloi Goitzim. Now, the reason why the Koitzim Beis HaShlochim Sheba'amokim is because we had earlier that the Tvua that's to be used for the Korban Ha'omer has to be quality. Beis HaShlochim Sheba'amokim is Tvua Gerua. Not only is it not Lechatchil, it's Posel. If it's possible, so then it's not oimid liktzira sa'omer, then it's not bechlal the tzivui of uktzartim's ktzira, that that's the reishis ktzirchem. The din of reishis ktzirchem is only on that which is royal korban ha'omer, whereas the isra achila is completely independent, and there's an isra on the tvua chadasha until that, it doesn't make a difference, tvua that's yeroy, not roy. The ktzira, however, is not that way. The gist of the way we have the Mishnah is only that which is not roy at all, is only that which is posel, even b'di'evid, beis hashlochim sheba'amokim. What about beis hashlochim that's not ba'amokim, or ba'amokim that's not beis hashlochim? Those are not lechatchil, like we said, but b'di'evid, l'maisa, the korban, would be in the sky, and therefore it's b'chalal v'iser haktzir. That's the way we have the gist. There are others that have the gist of koitzim beis hashlochim vishal beis ha'amokim. See, the Ravi brings the gears, and that would clearly say that even that which is not oimed l'ktzira as a l'chatchila also doesn't have the issa. Now, the second part of the sentence, avaloi goitshim, means like this. There's no issa ktzira. However, to make piles, a godish is a pile of tvua when one's pressing. They take all the tvua and they make big piles of hay, like you see in the fields. That we don't do. Even though Batsim it's mutter, but clearly over here this is the Rabbanon, the Ktzir is mutter, so Lachar making the Godish is mutter, but there's a Maris Ayin over here, because there's other Tvuas that you can't cut at all, so maybe you can't be Isaac in the new Tvua. Chazal weren't Geyser on the Ktzir, but they weren't Geyser on the Godish. Now, there's an interesting Mishnah over here, this is also a Mishnah in Psochem. Anche Yerichoi Koitzim Beratzen Chachomim, the Geyshin Shaloi Beratzen Chachomim. They were koitzer, which was Beratz HaChom, because Chazal were never goitzer. However, they didn't keep the azhorah of Chazal not to be goitish. That was Shaloi B'tzom HaChom. V'loi Michu B'yad M'chachom. HaChom obviously felt that they don't have to be moicha on every gzeirah derabonon. It was only a hachokah. You have to know where to say this. And normal din derabonon, if there would be a whole kehillah, Rachman Tzon HaShab is carrying mukhs, of course you have to be moicha. Chazal made a decision over here, loi Michu B'yad. Koitzer l'shachas, one is allowed to cut tvua, which doesn't have the heter oimer, new tvua. You're allowed to cut it shachas means when it's not fully grown, so they would cut some of the tvua. Obviously they would figure out where it's worth it for them to let it grow fully ripe, to be used for anoshim, and where it'd be profitable to cut it at a shorter point, where it's not nizbashel kol tzarko, and feed it to behemoth. That's not b'chalak k'tziru. K'tziru means k'tziru ba'ifin where it's oimid l'achilas adam. So one is allowed to be koitzer l'shachas u'maychul behemu. Om Rabbi Yehuda Emesai, when is that mutter? B'zman shehizchel ad shalei v'yashlish. The mamash has to be in the beginning stage. But after that, even though it's not in this bashal called tzorka, then it already has the issa, has a shem tvur. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, af yikzer v'yachil af mishi v'yashlish, he's meikul. Now, what the Gemara says, the Mefarshim quotes, that Reb Shimon holds that every ktsira, in order to feed the behemos, is not a ktsira that the Torah is talking about. However, even Reb Shimon's moida, that if the ktsira is oimid lechatchila for achila zodim, because it was hifshila called tzorko, then botla daite, he's cutting it l'odim. The fact that he wants to feed tvua, that's his bashal called tzorko, to a behemos is of no relevance. It's ktsira of that which is oimid lechatchila zodim. If it's not a v'shila kol tzorka, it's not oimed l'achilas adam, it's taken not proper shachas, that's not normally the way it's done, but since it's been cut for shachas to feed a behemoth, it doesn't have a din of a ketzira. So that's, it's a very nuanced machlokes. Mishnah test. Koitzun lefnei hanetiyos. One is allowed to cut, again, before the oimed, because of the sisa ketzira, in order to, he had tefuah that was growing between saplings, between young trees, that's what natiyos are. And what happens is, he wants to cut that tefuah because it doesn't allow the trees to grow. So that's not called, that type of tefuah that's just growing wild between trees is not called a soda, it's not called a ketzira. So therefore he's allowed to cut. Mipnei beis ha'evil, he's allowed to cut in order to clear a field because there was a big crowd that came for a levaya, for a hesped, for a nichum avelim. They bitl beis hamedish, they needed a large area because there was a chochom that was coming to give a drasha. So memela, that's called a ketzir mitzvah, mufarshim say. So memela, that he's allowed to do. It's only a ketzir as rishus, which is also chazal dash, not a ketzir as mitzvah. Lo yasa odem krich, lo yasa oysan krichos. He shouldn't make, even though he's allowed to cut, but he shouldn't make bundles of sheaves. Avaminichin tzvosim. They could put it in small piles. They shouldn't process it in the regular way. That means, even though the ketzira is mutter, but they shouldn't then take the process to the next step to make proper bundles. Mitzvah sa'oimer love min akoma. Mitzvah sa'oimer is to cut. The ketzira sa'oimer should be, the sa'orim obviously, should be l'shem, it should be cut. It's part of the avodah, like we said. It should be cut l'shem ha'oimer. Lemaisa, let's say they didn't find, it was the middle of a war, and they didn't find anything that was standing that was royal ketzira. Loimotza, then the ketzira l'shem korban ha'oimer is not ma'akiv, and halach is yavi min ha'amorim. You could bring from that which is already, stalks that were already cut. Mitzvah se'lov min alach should come from the fresh lach, means literally moist. The pasuk says karmel. We had this before, that the word karmel in the parsha of Menachos in Perek Beis and Vayikra says that the korban mincha of so'irim, of oimer, is referred to as karmel. Karmel means rachumal, which means that it's soft. Loi motzo, so then that also that's not ma'akev. Yovi min ha'yovish. Mitzvah so liktzer balayla. The mitzvah is in the night of the 16th. Motzi yom tiv rishon. Shvas is the second Seder night, but in Eretz Yisrael it's motzi yom tiv. And as far as that, it wouldn't be a malach. It's only a malach which is doicha Shabbos, only when it's on Shabbos. Mitzvah so liktzer balayla, niktzer bayoim, kosher. V'doicha sa Shabbos, it's doicha Shabbos like we learned, because that's a chelik of the avodah. The Torah is kaved as part of a Seder of a korban tzibur, and therefore it's doicha Shabbos. Now this last point is not so simple. The klal is b'negei which korbanos are doicha Shabbos, which are not. Is any mitzvah which is zmanim kavua, which certainly is the case over here, because the mitzvah is to do tazayin balaylo, and it's a korban tzibur. However, it's dover kom loch she'ev shel asoyis me'ev Shabbos, any doicha Shabbos, and only that which is if shel asoyis me'ev Shabbos is nitin litchois. So l'chayra, if the Mishnah tells us that mitzvah se liktza balayla, but l'maisa niktza bayim kosher, then l'chayra shouldn't be doicha Shabbos. This is a problem. Many of the mefarshim hold taka that you have to say that this is a machloikis. There are brises in the Gemara. And you'll have to say that the mitzvah over here of doicha se Shabbos is only going on the akrov and not on the ketzirah. The ketzir is taken not doicha Shabbos because we're going with the Tana, that mitzvah liktza balayla, aval liktza bayim kosher. Whereas others want a taina, that this that it says doicha sa Shabbos is going lefi another shita that holds the ketzir is doicha because they hold that the ketzir bayim is taka posel. And you have to say that it's niktza dafka balayla. Then you have the problem because lechayra, that if you don't have the ketzir, then yovi min amorim. So vayta it's not b'diavad, it's not ma'ak. The Rambam Lamaisa brings down the way we read the Mishnah, Kipshutai, that Enachanami Daloch is Nikza Bayoim is kosher. Fafiloch Doches HaShabbos goes even on the Ketzirah, and that's a kasher. All the Nois HaKelim is a Rambam and Tmidim Musav and Peg Zayin. All the Nois HaKelim Mutcha on how to understand this Rambam.